The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
When was the last time you were concerned that you weren't going to make it to the toilet? I'm glad you're not asking me, and I'm glad you're not asking Big Fatty that question, because it would be constantly.
I was going to say every minute.
Right.
he carries around a colostomy bag, so he doesn't have to, like, even move.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
When was the last time you were concerned that you weren't going to make it to the toilet?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2047 of the BFO for Friday, the 27th of November, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're heading back to the bar. Oh, look, there's somebody down there at the end of it. Yes, everybody. Hello, Coilers. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday day is going well. Y'all, you know why you are Coilers. It's because of everything you ate yesterday. Yes, Big Fatty, and we don't need to talk about it any further. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 27th, we have a celebration of exiting the birth canal for Andrew Gomez. Big Fatty, who is that? I'm not quite sure, but happy birthday, Andrew. And y'all, then tomorrow, the 28th, y'all, you met him out at Pride 48, y'all, it is none other than Rob 2 of the Rob. Big Fatty, we love Rob 2. We love Rob 1 also, but especially Rob 2. So, y'all, if you see Andrew Gomez, let him tell him to get in touch with us. We're not quite sure who he is, but wish happy birthday to Rob 2, and I hope Rob 1 makes him a big old king. That was the fastest birthday ever.
Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar.
Y'all, it is Black Friday. And Vera and I are still here in the damn bar.
Yeah, we are.
And yeah. And y'all, we've been here. We're here for the Black Friday specials that began at 6 p.m. Thanksgiving night, and then we got the discounted drinks at midnight, and then at 6 a.m. we had the doorbusters, and
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Did you ever do the Black Friday stuff?
Fuck no. You know, you have to put a fucking gun up my ass to get me to the store. So when it was Christmas shopping time, it was usually one day and get it all out of the fucking way in one day if you could.
Speaking of Christmas, you were talking about what were we talking about yesterday?
Nothing important. We were talking about repurposing leftovers. So
oh,
it's
right.
Not, yeah.
Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving repurposing dish?
I've done so many of them.
Okay.
I love to do stuff with stuffing because I love, or I think in the South it's called dressing.
It is.
Yeah. I've made dressing omelets. Where you stuff an
omelet?
An omelet with the dressing, and I've done stuffing muffins where you take leftover stuffing and you put it in a muffin cup, and then you can put gravy and turkey in each muffin cup and make them little stuffing muffins with that.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious!
It is, and I've done chicken pot pie, only with turkey gravy, and like I make succotash, which is incredible succotash. I make it so good.
I believe you call it suck my ass.
Suck my ass, yes. It's suck my ass, right. And it's unbelievably delicious. And you put that with the gravy and chunks of turkey into the puff pastry or into the pie shell, and then cover it with puff pastry. Or cover it with mashed potatoes and make it like almost like a cottage.
Like a shepherd's
pie or a cottage pie. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that kind of stuff. I do so much with it because I am not going to throw out anything unless it's got colors that shouldn't have be there.
Right. I was expecting to hear the word tetrazzini, but...
No, I've never done turkey tetrazzini.
All right. So it's just somebody, I don't remember who said it, but they called themselves... not like a carnivore, but a carbivore.
Oh, well, that's me.
And I immediately thought of you because you do love the carbs, as do I. So
I'm insane. I mean, I could probably, except for fat, I need fat too, but I could probably do without everything but carbs and fat. There's nothing better to me than mashed potatoes that I've made with cream cheese and butter and whole cream. Uh-huh. And oh my God. And oh, I love carbohydrates.
Yes.
But as has been proven over and over, cutting out the carbs is the easiest and most efficient way, it seems, to drop the tonnage.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So now, going back since
the beginning of time,
you know, even your father would say, "We don't talk about Christmas until after Thanksgiving,
the day after Thanksgiving, and then you can talk away."
Now, I heard you earlier this month say on your show that you believe that. You don't do Christmas. You don't think about Christmas. You don't want to see a Christmas tree in an ad before Halloween. But come November the 1st, it's Christmas season.
Well, I'm not that averse to seeing Christmas prior to Halloween. I'm not.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me. It's just not. It something very magical happens the day after Halloween that gets my Christmas spirit going. And my Christmas spirit doesn't exist because we, especially my precious husband, Insulin Up, we really love Halloween, and he is insane for Halloween. He borderlines liking it more than Christmas. Christmas just has a little bit of an edge, but he loves Halloween. So we spend, as you know, October the 1st until the 31st celebrating Halloween.
Right, but come November the 1st, you're ready for Christmas.
Exactly. We have our first viewings usually of some of our Christmas shows.
What are you going to do if that DVD ever breaks?
It's going to.
Father knows best. I know it's going to.
And weep copious amounts of tears. I've made two backup copies, but they're getting just as old by virtue of what I didn't know and what no one tells you about technology and how much I love it.
Tell me what that is.
The discs themselves degenerate. Even if you don't play them, they degenerate over time. Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what they're finding now, and this is really a tangent, but what they're finding now is that all of our storage methods that we use to store data are temporary. None of them are like a book. As long as you're not getting it wet or keeping it out in the outside, a book will last for hundreds and hundreds of years. You can have a book that's 600 years, 800 years old. But every other form of the way we store information is non-permanent and easily destroyed. So, you think about DVDs, you think about flash drives, you think about servers and storers and stored information. All of that stuff is temporary.
Wow.
I know. It's scary.
But it's probably going to still last longer than we are.
Yes, well, I think my bananas are going to last longer than I am.
Well,
and I don't even like bananas.
Right, we know that.
I know.
Well, anyway, I have the same feeling about November the 1st. It's open season for Christmas.
Yes.
And
sometimes you will say something like that, and I'll go, oh, my God, that sounds exactly like me. Does it scare you that it should scare you how similar you and I are?
No, you know what I think it is? Even though we were raised in opposite ends of this country,
right?
We were raised in a time that had very specific mores, very specific rules, very specific television shows, everything was, when you're born in 1956 and you grow up in the early 60s and your formative years are the early 60s, that was a time in our country when everybody had a role, everybody had a way that they behaved, everybody had certain things that you did, days that you did it, nights that you did it. You were raised by a mom that was home, didn't work. Mm-hmm. I was raised by a mom that was home, didn't work. So I think that that's one of the reasons that we have such strong similarities. But I also think there's just coincidental stuff, the stuff that we love, the fact that we podcast and that's how we met one another podcasting, the fact that we're both gay. All of those things, I think, are also a part of why we're very much alike.
I couldn't agree more. And
then don't.
I will. Okay. but I will add this. I also oftentimes think how lucky we are to have been brought up during those times.
It's a double-edged sword.
Okay.
And I say that because those times there wasn't a question about how you treated people. There wasn't any gray area. You treated people well. You took care of your neighbors. You took care of your family. You treated people in the stores. You were polite. Mm-hmm. That's how we were raised, and that's a really good thing. But the double-edged sword I'm talking about is that being gay was a mental illness. That if there was a queer around you, you snubbed them at best. And you know, so yes, we were raised in a really good time, but there were some really bad parts of that time too.
As there are with any time, I think. But I want to think that the good outweighed the bad. I think there's more bad nowadays than there will. An old person talking.
Or are we just hearing about it? One of the things that's happened with technology is our view of the future when we were young was flying cars and jetpacks and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What was not viewed at all was the massive ability of connection and communication. That's what the future held. The way that we can, the very fact that we're taking for granted right now, you and I, looking at each other on a full-size screen, seeing one another in real time and talking to one another is a miracle that we just take for granted.
Absolutely.
So I mean, it's astounding that we're doing that. We just, hey, do you want a Google Hangout or do you want a Skype? You know, which one? Like, well, we have a choice
too. That was the question. Do you want a Google Hangout or do you want a Skype?
Yeah.
We have
two choices that we can sit in each other's virtual living room. Basically,
that's exactly right.
Those are amazing things. But see what, and that's what I wonder. I wonder if, because we can communicate this facility, if we are not hearing of the things that always existed. For an example, when my grandparents, there was a man who lived on their block who we were told, don't go near his house. Don't go into his house. Now, what we later found out is he was a child molester. So there were child molesters then, but you didn't hear about them. They weren't all over the news. You didn't hear every single solitary shooting. Well, shooting, I don't want to get into with the guns because we need Christina here. From Greetings from Nowhere for the guns. But you hear about every horrible thing, and if it bleeds, it leads. So any news service carries these horrible things, and you're hearing about them. I don't know that they didn't always exist. I don't know that, in other words, I don't know that this time is worse than our time, and we're not just hearing about it.
Perhaps. I will say, and I think I've told this story before, that growing up in Atlanta, when I was growing up...
Which is a different world from L.A.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
When my father would... He wasn't a civil engineer. No, right. he was a civil engineer, and we would have to go to the downtown post office in the evenings to put things in the mail because it was the last pickup place. And on the way to the post office, one of the highlights was to look at the top of the Bank of Georgia building because there was a red light on top of it and a green light on top of it. And if the green light was on, that meant no one got killed in Atlanta that day. No one died in Atlanta that day.
Oh, my God.
If the red light was on, somebody died in Atlanta that day.
That is amazing.
So
now they had to install more red lights.
Right.
The entire building is red.
I mean, that's something that doesn't exist anymore.
If you're talking...
But that doesn't exist anywhere anymore, I don't think. Unless it's just podunk.
Well, you know, I don't have an argument for that Atlanta thing because Atlanta was a huge big city and you're talking about no one died like even from illness or was it just in violence or something?
I'm going to say was killed, okay?
Okay.
Cuz died probably is not the case, but I think it was I don't remember.
Was this apocryphal or was it really was it a fact?
It was a fact.
And it was known to...
I saw many a time driving down to the post office the green light.
No, but what I'm saying is the green light, red light thing, was that made up by your family? Was it made up by
somebody else's?
It was in the news and...
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's amazing. It's amazing that
you can probably... The thing is, you can probably Google,
Atlanta
red light, green light on top of Bank of Georgia.
Well, I don't, maybe there is, and I wouldn't be surprised that there is more violence now. I know that, the religious violence is huge now, and I don't remember, all I remember when I was a kid is that the Palestinians hated the Jews and the Jews hated the Palestinians. That was the only religious conflict that I ever heard about, and you didn't hang around with Catholics because they were weird. But now I married a Catholic, so back off. Even though he's an atheist, he was a Catholic. He was brought up that way, and that's it's good because he's easier to bend over. But seriously, and especially if I'm wearing my priest outfit.
Oh my God. All right, this is just welcome. Happy Christmas season, everyone!
Holy shit! what direction would you like to go away from the violence of the world?
Yeah, let's talk about.
As soon as I start a story, the goddamn music will start. The DJ is still
right.
Over there.
I just want to say one thing about us turning into our parents.
Yes.
Now, my father is crazy and I am absolutely crazy, but I find myself
it happened to you. Actually, I paid him to, as soon as you started a story, he'd start the music.
I had a feeling something was going to happen with that as soon as I started telling the story. All right,
thank you, Juan.
Come back on Monday, y'all, to find out
what
I was going to say about my mother.
Oh, dear.
So, Vera, enjoy your last weekend of November.
Thank you so much. It's just been the quickest, wonderful November.
It really has. And, y'all, we'll be back here on Monday, and then who knows? And listen to Vera's show coming out later today. Pat Guy's going to sing, right?
He should.
Okay, say goodnight, Vera.
Good night, Vera.
Oh, I have another drink there. Waiter!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.